This is the DX Audio Service. DX
Audio. And welcome back to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for April 1997. I'm Fred Bobby. Let's check into a few news and notes before we get into the rest of the magazine. The IRCA Convention. Mike Sanborn is hosting the 1997 International Radio Club of America Mega Convention at the Holiday Inn Bristol Plaza in Costa Mesa, California, July 25th, 26th, and 27th. The registration fee is $35, and room rates are $60 per night per room, not per person. And those rooms include a king and sofa bed or two queen beds. The hotel is located right off the southbound Bristol off-ramp at the 405 San Diego Freeway, 3131 South Bristol, Costa Mesa, California, 92626. You can get more information by contacting Mike at area code 310-614-1444 nights, or just write to him at Post Office Box 1256, Bellflower, California, 90707. Let's take a look at our CPC tests. DXCPC. Taking a look at our CPC test calendar, we have two tests for the month of April, and keep in mind that these times are in Eastern Daylight Time, so if you're in another time zone, be sure to make those calculations. From the state of Florida, WKWF at 1600 will be conducting a DX test on April the 7th from 030 to 0100 Eastern Daylight Time. Then another test on the same date, April 7th, WHK 1420 from 2780 South Arlington Avenue in Akron, Ohio, 44312-4742 will conduct a DX test from 0300 to 0330 Eastern Daylight Time on Sunday, April 7th with 5,000 watts non-directional pattern. This test will include Morse code IDs, test tones, and special music. The station requests that there will be no phone calls during the test. Cassette tape reception reports are welcome. Reception reports may be sent to Mr. Dave Johnson, Chief Engineer, and you can send them via the internet at Davey John, that's DaveyJohn at AOL.com. And from Cleveland, Ohio, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, up to Findlay, Ohio, let's talk to Mr. Top 40 about Market Scope.
1050 Chum, Million Dollar Weekend.
Hi, DXers. Welcome to the April 1994 Market Scope. I'm Phil Wayne, appropriately attired in my Joker's outfit, just to do this brief audio presentation for you. As we traditionally do every April, we dig back into the AirCheck archives.
CKVN, Vancouver.
9 o'clock on the west coast of Canada on a Million Dollar Weekend. This is Jay Lee Smith with James and the Famous Flames. Doors are next in solid gold. It's 9:35. West Coast weather continuing overcast with periods of rain for tomorrow. The high will be near 50. Chance of sunshine for Monday. And our overnight low tonight around 35. In Victoria, it's 44. In Nanaimo, 42. And it's 42 degrees in Vancouver.
CKD!
Hour, you can win from Woodward's Transonic Sound Center the album The Beach Boys in Concert. Stand ready for your cue to call and win this super stocking stuffer exclusively on C-Fun. 14
C-Fun.
It's 10 o'clock on the West Coast at Music Radio with Lee Kennedy for the Fluker. Or Luker. And it's Christmas party night.
Say what?
Toad 103, all right. This Daryl being a chum, superstar summer, just getting his mother cocky. Yeah, heard it first right here, and it is dynamite. You should be dancing, Bee Gees, come on.
We should be dancing.
with a Guess Why, Albert Fleischer.
Was a workshop owner in the Gulf Coast.
Your chum, Darryl Bay at 110. Now, I personally believe that the leader in the afternoon delight sweepstakes is Scott Carpenter. 3 o'clock to find out why. Starland Vocal Band.
Gonna find my baby, gonna hold her tight.
Afternoon Delight.
I'm working on it. Starland Vocal Band. Hey, Afternoon Delight, 113 at your chum.
All right, Ontario.
My dentist came in and fixed my braces, so we're ready to boogie now, man. My mouth is working. 429 on your Rock of Toronto chum with Bust Mouth Major.
You ready right now?
Bay City Rollers. Money, honey.
Money.
446 on your chum. Carpenter's at the top of the world.
Hey, big night tonight. Just
to see you.
Available at Save It, Munts, and the Bay.
You and the 1050 chum.
The chum stargazers have been out all day long, and they will remain out until they get all their stuff away. Could be money, could be albums, could be Toro's tickets. You never know. Just a sign on your body to win. Ohio players love Roller Coaster. Before on your music station, show with the Ohio players. You heard it first right here, Love Roller Coaster. And Dave Goulet, famous for his complete selection of colonial furniture, is 9 to 9, Saturday, 9 to 6. Remember, nobody walks away from Dave Goulet.
Nice to touch and dance.
That's dandruff worry-free.
Sounds like Head and Shoulders hair.
Well, thanks a lot for letting me boogie your afternoon. Super Cooper's next. Tomorrow's my day off. Maybe I'll go get married or something. Who knows? Bye-bye!
Yes, indeed. Chumbo Rock of Toronto. The Tower of Power this afternoon. With up to 51 minutes of music this hour from Mike Cooper. 5:15 and the Four Seasons are here.
Oh, what a night.
December 1963, I remember it well. The year I graduated from reform school. It's true. Four Seasons at your chum, 5:18.
Chicago!
Ooh, I got the great prizes tonight. You can stay tuned to win great sound equipment during Entertainment Week. It's going on all week long from the new CFL. We got it all! CFL, looking for a woman who's into quickies. I love it. Get down, get up, and get out, babe! Rod Stewart faces. Stay with me. Big Ron O'Brien hanging out at 6:07.
You gotta see it to believe it. Old Chicago, all under one roof.
We've got the real thing.
To get out on the beach and get crazy. Going to be fair tonight with a low around 65. Sunshine tomorrow and hot. High around 90. Winds are southwest at 10. Northwest has 87. Southwest has 87. Kind of cool down here. Downtown of Marina City, 77 degrees from the new CFL.
Ho, ho, ho. It's magic.
Hey, Toto Mouse. Okay, it's 5 minutes after 8. WMCA New York, home of the good guys. I'm the Gary Stevens Show. Brand new good guys show for you, and it's nice to have you along. It's 5 minutes after 8. We have a winner on a sweatshirt giveaway. We just gave one away to Mr. Villa out at Oceanside Junior High School, Oceanside, New York. Congratulations. Give away another one now.
Another one.
another WMCA good guy sweatshirt.
Okay, this time we're going to give it away to Paula Gieb. Paula Gieb, Paula something, 512 Grand Avenue, Brooklyn, New York. Call me already, Fink. MU 5 7 something. No, MU 8 5 700. I knew it was there somewhere.
WMCA, my Gieb Radio.
Stick around. You think you know what's going on, right? Listen, don't miss the Fantastic Shore Review this Friday at Convention Hall at Asbury Park. Two fantastic shows, 7:30 and 10, emceed by Joe O'Brien and Jack Spector, featuring the Times, the Crystals, the Chiffons, the Emotions, the Angels, the Tokens, the Crest, and the Dovells, and starring the great Del Shannon. $2 for regular seats, $2.50 for reserved. Tickets available at the box office and at the door at Convention Hall, Asbury Park, New Jersey. Don't miss the Shore Review with Jack Spector and Joe O'Brien this Friday. It's new by the Four Seasons. Here it is. Toy Soldier.
KYA. 402 on a hot day in San Francisco. Everybody's just kicking around, taking the day off. Except me. It's okay. I don't mind at all. You should be dancing. These are the Bee Gees on 1260. KYA and the Bee Gees, and you should be dancing. It's 4:06, and if you're dancing, be sure to carry an iron lung. Hey, I gotta tell you another heat joke, man, because these heat jokes, too much. It does get that hot around here that often, so I gotta do it. You know, it's so damn hot, but if it doesn't rain pretty soon, all the cows in the Bay Area are gonna start giving powdered milk.
Hey, you better believe driving costs a lot of money these days.
Beginning this Monday morning, KYA gives you a back-to-school bonus. Your very own Commodore calculator from Mr. Calculator, featuring a 5-key memory, parenthesis keys, square root, and pi. To win yours, just calculate the number of songs we play from the moment we tell you to start counting until we ask for your call. KYA, with the best music, adding up to an incredible back-to-school bonus for you. From Mr. Calculator, beginning early Monday morning on 1260 KYA.
KYA's Jumbo Jack is looking for high school football score reporters. If you'd like to represent your high school, give Jumbo Jack a call tonight after 8. It's 4:10 with the captain.
What's your name?
Sally Sunshine.
17, the Nimitz at Fremont Boulevard, the comfort zone.
I don't want to kid you, Tom, but she sounds like she's got some kind of strange fetish for you. If you've been wanting to learn to fly, Transbay Airways makes it easy for you, because right now your club initiation is free. And besides that, Transbay uses planes. Call 592-1000 today and fly tomorrow with Transbay. 592-1000 gets you there fast. 1260 KYA with the best music from Los Altos Hills and Chicago. And if you leave me now. KYA at 4:20 in the afternoon. In case you just woke up, this is Captain Boogie here. Bay Area weather, it's going to be partly cloudy tonight with a chance of light rain tomorrow and tomorrow night to ease the pain. It's 98 in Marin County. It's 85 in Burlingame. In the city, it's 81 at KYA.
WD presents Pirelli.
Check your local listings for the gap nearest you. The music is the message. And I got some fine rock and roll for you right now. Peter Frampton and Do You Feel Like We Do? The man with the electric mouth, KYA. Peter Frampton, Do You Feel Like We Do? Is Cap Boogie at 4:30.
Lombard's Lafayette has it all.
Right now, Oakland has 80 degrees, San Jose has 93. It's 81 degrees in downtown San Francisco. I'm Larry Brownell.
Best music for Northern California. It's 5:01 from the city. KYA, cooling out with George Benson.
masks. You're listening to Great Gold 1260, WNDR, Syracuse.
CBS News. This is Jackie Judd. Britain's ambassador to Lebanon has delivered a secret message to Druze militia leader Walid Jumblatt. Jackie Judd, CBS News.
Here's a look at the weather forecast for central New York. Cold and partly cloudy with some snow today, high 15. Very cold and partly cloudy overnight tonight, low 0 to 10 below. Bundle up if you're going to be out there tonight. And partly sunny and cold tomorrow, the high 15 to 20. Monday through Wednesday, fair with a high in the upper 20s. Ford and DR. WNDR with Bobby Rydell and the Wild One.
Whoa, Wild One.
Cool.
Chicago weather.
It'll be partly cloudy and windy and much colder tonight in Chicagoland, and partly sunny and real cold tomorrow. Clouds, a little warmer Thursday, low tonight 13, tomorrow high 20. 16 at O'Hare, 25 downtown. We've got the most requested song of the night coming from a place that's probably a little warmer than this. These guys are from the Georgia. Just after 10 o'clock in Chicago with Peter B., should anybody ask you what your favorite station is, say Z95 and you could pick up a grand.
I'm Milt Fullerton, NBC News.
I'm 66 WNBC.
Your name. Shoo-ba-ba-da.
What's your name? That's Don and Juan. That's a good old good one, boy. Reminds me, you know, I just thinking how bad that I used to be at tests in school. There was a point where the only way I could pass a test was to eat it. That just keeps right on a hurt, David Johnny Tillerson from 1962.
WWKX Gallatin.
Kix 104 is the home of the all-hit triple play and your chance to win $1,000 sometime this week. This is Brian Sargent. Join me midday for fun facts, music, and much more.
All-hit radio, Kix 104.
Kix 104 at 8:03, 3 minutes after 8 with Coyote McCloud. Good morning, 60 degrees. Here's Bonnie Tyler.
FX, Detroit, sending our support and prayers to the troops in the Middle East. 99.5, The Fox.
I don't want to hear about it anymore.
Let's get busy with the best variety. 15 hits in a row, 99.5, The Fox. Do-do-do-do. It's a janitor on duty, 298-6900. Go ahead and do it, do it.
Turn up the music.
Get on up. Instant Rip-Off is in full effect. We gonna be giving stuff away all night long. As we jam Dibble C, we talking Sucker DJ on the Fox. Fox, 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 baby.
I was at a jam the other night. I was feeling real good, so the feeling was right. I came to the party for a different kind of action. The next thing I know, I was doing a Michael Jackson. I was...
Another reason not to do your homework.
A chatter on 99.5 The Fox.
That wraps up your April market scope. Hope it brought back some great memories. Now here's John Bowker with more great memories, a.k.a. Historical Moments in Radio.
Thanks, Phil. Historical Moments in Radio, a collection of stories of the rich and exciting past on the AM radio dial, and today we want to take a look at some of the early days at CBS Radio. I'm indebted to Robert Metz, author of the book CBS Reflections in a Bloodshot Eye, for much of the background material. And the story that Mr. Metz has told in his book is one of many personalities at CBS. Let's tune in on Frank Stanton's career. Frank Stanton wound up as president of CBS, but he didn't start at the top. No, no. In fact, Mr. Stanton was a very shy man in 1935 when he graduated from Ohio State University. He had written a paper while in school on various ways to determine radio listening behavior, and he had sent his resume to all the large broadcasting companies, and his timing was perfect. You see, CBS had just been involved in an embarrassing listener survey. The survey started in Boston, where a professor at MIT had sent out a large number of inquiries to local residents chosen at random, asking what products they had purchased recently. He then attempted to match the responses to the products that were being advertised on the local radio stations, and he found a close correlation. CBS was delighted and decided such polls should be expanded across the country, and indeed CBS selected 10 other cities for similar studies. The only problem was that some enthusiastic CBS employees decided they would be sure the results from the other cities reflected well on CBS, and they phonied up some responses to the survey. And their perfidy was discovered, as you'd expect, and listener surveys of that type came to a screeching halt. And so it was that Frank Stanton's entirely new approach to measuring an audience was a welcome sight. And a CBS vice president, Paul Keston by name, immediately set out to hire Frank Stanton. Stanton's first job was to work closely with Keston in projecting a leadership image over their arch-rival NBC. Frank Stanton, though, you see, was a plodding research type, whereas his new associate was a spin doctor. Stanton was astonished to see how the same facts he was finding could be so bent and twisted there was no way CBS could lose in any comparisons. Keston's results were always creating a happy atmosphere throughout the network, and Stanton noticed this, and it didn't take long for him to be trained in the industrial way of evaluating research results. Well, his work came to the attention of William S. Paley. Now, Paley was the man who started CBS in the first place. He was chairman of the board. CBS had come under attack as having too many laxative commercials in 1935, that was. And on May 13th of that year, Mr. Paley released a statement on behalf of the CBS network that had been written by Frank Stanton, proclaiming that, effective immediately, material of questionable taste would be banned from the air at CBS as soon as any present commitments had been satisfied. Now, what did that mean? Well, it meant Mr. Paley received kudos from the industry and the public and the government officials. It also meant that CBS had written all its commercial contracts, promising contract renewal to each sponsor, provided they continued uninterrupted advertising with the network. Now, in fact, by continuing their ads through the summer months, when most companies stopped their advertising, they were permitted to continue their ads into the fall. As one spokesman for the network said later on, 1935 was a particularly good laxative year for us at CBS. And eventually the ban on laxative ads was forgotten. Needless to say, all of this brought Mr. Stanton's name to the attention of Mr. Paley, and a bond was formed that would later lead Frank Stanton over the next 30 years to the top desk at CBS. Now, by 1966, however, strains had started to develop in Stanton's relationship with Bill Paley. Stanton, you see, had been responsible for the failed CBS venture into color TV research, and Paley never forgave Stanton for that snafu. Now, Paley also had an absolute rule. All executives will retire at age 65. All executives, that is, except himself. See, it had been apparent for several years that Frank Stanton would become chairman of the CBS board upon Paley's retirement. At least that's what everybody thought, but Paley, the founder, if you recall, of CBS again, just couldn't let go of his baby. And so the years passed until March 31, 1973, when Stanton's mandatory retirement age was reached. That night on the CBS Late News, Eric Severide said, "Mr. Stanton is retiring tonight. He was always the backstop and, in a crisis, the front line here." And that ended the career of Frank Stanton. CBS continued to grow, snatching top radio talent from the networks one after another. And the rest is history. This is John Bowker.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the International DX Audio Service Report. I'm Bruce Conti. I recently received a letter verifying reception of the Voice of America relay station on 1530 kilohertz from Sao Tome e Principe, signed by Mr. Charles L. Lewis, Assistant Transmitter Plant Supervisor. Mr. Lewis also provided a detailed description of the transmitter site as follows. Sao Tome Island sits atop the equator west of the African mainland. It is a small island of volcanic origin and measures about 30 miles north to south and about 20 miles east to west. The lushly vegetated interior is dominated by extinct volcanic peaks, the highest of which reaches an altitude of about 6,400 feet. The VOA Sao Tome relay station is located specifically just south of the town of Sao Tome on the main island. The antenna is a two-tower, top-loaded vertical array with two broad symmetrical main lobes centered around 45 degrees either side of 40 degrees true. The radiators are effectively approximately 5/8 wavelength. The system is fed with a 9-inch diameter air dielectric coaxial line, which is close to half a mile long. The 1530 medium wave transmitter is a Tomcast Model 2600, which was manufactured in Switzerland. It runs at a peak carrier power of 600 kilowatts in the controlled carrier mode. This is an AM mode, which matches the carrier to that needed to support the modulation at any given moment in order to conserve power plant fuel. This transmitter uses deionized water for cooling of the RF PA tube and even many other components such as capacitors and diodes. Until recently, this transmitter was operated at 600 kilowatts in the standard full carrier mode. The change to DCC carrier controlled operation has affected a significant saving of diesel fuel. The station operates seven transmitters, the Tomcast 600 kilowatt medium wave on 1530, four Tomcast 100 kilowatt frequency agile shortwave transmitters, the modified Harris VP100B on tropical band, and also a 20 kilowatt all solid state Harris DX25 on 945 kilohertz, which broadcasts locally produced Portuguese programs for Radio Nacional de Sao Tome e Principe. In addition to the previously described 1530 antenna, there are 14 curtain shortwave antennas varying in size from 1x2 to 4x4 and a 1x1 tropical band curtain. Both the shortwave and tropical band antennas are fed with 300-ohm open-wire transmission lines. The 300-ohm open-wire lines are matched to the 75-ohm unbalanced transmitter outputs by balans, which are located outside the transmitter building. These 300-ohm balanced lines are connected to the transmitters via a 75-ohm coaxial switch matrix located in the transmitter building. We supply our own electric power with a diesel generating plant capable of close to 5 megawatts. We have more power plant capacity than the rest of Sao Tome. As our name Relay Station implies, we produce no programs here. The programs we transmit come to us via a digital satellite link from our studios near the nation's capital in Washington, D.C. Mr. Lewis is working at the Sao Tome site only through the month of April. The mailing address is The Voice of America, Sao Tome Relay Station, Box 522, Sao Tome e Principe, West Africa. Lewis goes on to say, after the month of April, all QSLs should be sent to Washington. I do these verifications on my own time, but only for those who provide return postage. There will not likely be anyone willing to take on this task after I depart. Officially, all reports are supposed to go to Washington. Two IRCs are recommended for return postage. Although broadcasts are meant for Africa, because of its location, the VOA Sao Tome 1530 relay station is heard across the Atlantic and into the Mediterranean. The primary sources of interference will be from WSAI in Cincinnati for Eastern North America listeners and the Vatican Radio in Europe, both also broadcasting on 1530 kilohertz. Try listening for sign-on of the English service at 3 hours UTC. If nothing else, you might be able to detect the VOA Yankee Doodle Dandy interval signal under WSAI or Vatican Radio. Here's a quick example of reception in New Hampshire. You'll hear VOA news mentioned in a brief fade-in over hockey on WSAI. That was the VOA News ID. There's also a third station with country music in the background, which I wasn't able to identify, but was probably Vatican Radio.
And Ramsey, it finally breaks the blue line.
1530 is heard shortly after 3 hours UTC, March 9, on the low HF 225 Europa receiver with a 230-meter sloping wires into an MWDX5 phasing unit. And now, if you don't mind me straying to domestic news for a moment, also on 1530 kilohertz, I just had to check out this station, which, as mentioned in a tip from last month's DXAS, has returned to the air with a reading service for the blind.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Karen Pennybass. We certainly hope you've enjoyed today's edition of Time Magazine. With our ID, you are listening to the Massachusetts Reading Network, WJULO, WNMH 91.5 FM, broadcasting from Northfield, WCEG 1530 on your AM dial, and then, of course, the WDJM broadcasting from Framingham. We're just in time for today's edition of Reading from the Holy Bible.
The Massachusetts Reading Network on WCEG Middleborough on 1530 kilohertz, along with WJUL Lowell 91.5, WNMH Northfield 91.5, and WDJM Framingham 91.3. More next time on the International DX Audio Service Report. I'm Bruce Conti, 73s and good DX.
DX Time Machine.
On our DX Time Machine from the pages of DX News 50 years ago, from the March 8, 1947 DX News magazine, several members reported tests from WBCC in Bethesda, Chevy Chase, Maryland, on two frequencies to check the feasibility of 30 kilohertz separation of stations in the same area instead of the current 40 kilohertz. 25 years ago, from the March 11, 1972 DX News magazine, Cesare Oblero profiled Radio Mill 1180 in Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. From the March 18th DX News magazine, fire ripped through Gordon P. Nelson's house, but club vitals were rescued by Kerry Paul and Big George Kelly shortly after the fire. 10 years ago, from the March 9, 1987 DX News magazine, Walt Breville reported that the Kenwood multi-system AM stereo tuner sold for $999, and the Kenwood KRC 8001 CQAM cassette receiver sold for just $450. That's our DX Time Machine.
Hi, everybody. Jerry Starr with an AM switch sidebar. The day the axe fell. As we're all aware, the deadline for stations that were silent for more than a year to return to the air was February the 8th. And as you have heard earlier on AM switch, many of the stations have returned to the air, some with rather dubious programming schemes, some relaying a station that is also right there in the same market, several relaying NOAA Weather Radio and calling it All Weather Radio. During that period, we were traveling to Florida and had a chance to observe what some stations have done to keep their license. Several appear to have just lashed something together to get on the air for a day or so. For example, both WALD 1080 and WWFL 1340 were heard tracking albums with very bad audio and what seemed to be low power. For instance, WALD faded out less than 10 miles from Walterboro. Two subsequent checks made while we were in Clearmont, Florida, where WWFL is, showed that they must have been on the air for maybe a day or two and have gone silent once again. WALD was gone when we checked a week later, so evidently an operation of just a few days. WCGA on 1100, the calls, by the way, stand for Wonderful Coastal Georgia, was tracking albums but had beautiful audio and a great signal and was still on 2 weeks later. We retreated to an entire Henry Mancini Greatest Hits CD on WCGA, followed by an entire Peter Gunn soundtrack album. Must be a big Mancini fan there. And occasional announcements, so this station at least had made some sort of effort to get back on and stay on. According to the FCC, 32 of the 87 AM stations on the so-called kill list have expired. 59 stations have received a special temporary authority to operate with modified facilities in order to return to the air. These stations appear to have forestalled their fate since the FCC is allowing a short grace period for the stations with STA status to return to the air in relatively short order. Relatively short order is the FCC's words. The question of how long a station must operate upon returning to be considered in full operation Well, that's never been explained by the FCC and is still unclear, but a quote from Stuart Bedell, who is the assistant chief of the FCC Audio Services Division, may shed some light. This is his quote. In those cases where it appears or seems very clear that someone went on the air strictly as an evasive tactic or strictly to buy themselves another year, and it appears to be an abuse of our process and procedures, we still have the right and ability to issue orders to show cause why the licenses should not be revoked because of their silent status. End quote. According to an article in Radio World magazine, the FCC sent letters to stations still thought to be silent. These stations have another 30 days to document that operation has resumed. If the commission doesn't hear from a station in that period of time, the call will be deleted and the station facilities removed from the commission records. And, of course, there's always a possibility that a new prospective licensee can apply for a new station to replace facilities that were deleted. Now, we have not yet seen a list of the deleted station because the 30-day answer period is not over yet. Hopefully, in the next issue or two, we should have an idea of who made it and who didn't. I'm Jerry Starr for the DX Audio Service.
Musings from members by phone.
Hey there, DXers. This is Josh Owens from Brown Summit, North Carolina. A couple of months back in one of the issues of the magazine, WFLB 1490 in Fayetteville, North Carolina, was reported to be silent. It was for a while, and they have come back on the air now. They were reported, or they were thought about having a religious format according to the magazine, but they have come back on the air with Music of Your Life.
Greetings, Audio Service members. Marty Rimpaugh on the 23rd of the month of February. It seems that the Jazz Knob KNOB as well as the Kidstar format are now history because both those stations are simulcasting with their counterparts. KNOB is simulcasting classical with KKHI at 100.7, and KDFC AM is now simulcasting with KDFC at 102.1 FM, but apparently Chancellor is selling one or both of the KDFC stations, and also KMJI in Sacramento is being purchased by Salem, so they're simulcasting with KSFM at 102.5.
Hi, Fred. Paul Burkhart from Watertown, Massachusetts, on the 27th of February. As of sometime last week, I don't know just exactly when, but Kids Star Radio on WNFT in Boston at 1150 is no more. They went under. They went broke. They couldn't do anything. So WNFT is now simulcasting with 96.9 WKLB. For the foreseeable future. I got off with WKLB not too long ago, and I asked how long it would be before they would have a new format. I said, hey, if somebody wants to come in and make money, that's all that there is to it. Thank you very much.
Hey, DXers. This is TJ the DJ from Sycamore, Illinois, and I picked up some weird stations on my Super Radio 3 at 1640 and 1680, American Airlines Gate information. Has anyone ever picked that up? And also, around 16, 18 or whatever, weird station, K-Day out of Missouri, mid-Missouri, they call themselves 97.5 K-Day. Has anyone ever picked that up? And it sounds weird. It sounds like narrowband FM, but has anyone ever picked that up? I picked it up right at sunup.
Hello, Fred and members of the National Radio Club DX Audio Service. This is Victor Schmidt from Silver Spring, Maryland. Today is March the 4th. Well, on AM 1030, WNTL Indian Head, Maryland is back on the air, and the only thing they're doing is rebroadcasting or relaying programming from WINX AM 1600 in Rockville and WINX FM 94.3 Warrenton, Virginia. I guess that station was WQRA in Warrenton.
Hi, this is Howard Wilkert calling from Sarah, Pennsylvania, and I want to record a format or a call letter change on 820. WQAX is no longer that. It's now WWLZ. They call themselves News Talk NASCAR. And the format, as far as that is, hasn't really changed, but that's all I wanted to know, just a call letter change.
This is Tim Hindle in Huntsville with two new formats, WDJL Huntsville, 1000 on the dial, It's 10,000 watts, daytime only, but you might catch them as they sign off, has gone from a music of your life type format to what they call solid gold 1000, oldies of the 50s, 60s, and 70s. WYDD 850 Birmingham has taken on a children's format, Radio Disney. Don't know whether this is a reworked Radio Oz or competition. They have a lot of stuff for kids, but they play some older kids' records, and some, including some that I remember from when I was a child. They also play some songs that kids might like but are not really children's songs, such as Lollipop by the Cordettes and Your Mama Don't Dance and Your Daddy Don't Rock and Roll. Also some rather odd commercials, including one for pull-ups, which are some kind of Pampers. Somehow I would think that the kids who are of the age to need those things would not be of the age to choose them, but maybe they think the parents are listening.
Good morning. This is Tom Rothrock from Hagerstown, Maryland. It's Wednesday, March 12th, 1997. I just wanted to say that WNTL is in, it's, you know, WNTL in Indian Head, Maryland, is now back on the air relaying WINX out of Rockville, which is an oldie station. And WCBG on 1590 in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania, another one in the area, has apparently changed format. They're carrying a lot of cable news network and other talk programming, including Dr. Laura.
It's Mark Marino from Calumet City, and I don't know how it happened. I don't know the details, but 1160 is now WJJD, Personal Achievement Radio.
Yes, John Sampson from Sun City, West Arizona, about 20 miles north west of Phoenix. One semi-local KUET is back on the air on 710 relaying KDKB-FM. One other comment on the March service. Fred, you mentioned WJJD had a null towards Milwaukee, and that's right, it is towards Milwaukee. It's probably to protect WISN when they were on 1150, and that's in the order of 25 to 30 years ago. Another comment is it's the 1000 station in Chicago is probably protecting the Mexico City station in Oklahoma City.
Greetings, audio service members. Marty Rimpa here on the 21st of March, and KMPC in Los Angeles is no more. I don't know if this was brought up on the last month's issue. It is now the Zone, KTZN, and it is an all-women talk format, and they have Tracy Miller and Robin in the morning.
And that's our musings to the members on this edition of the DX Audio Service. And as many of you know, I've been working on the digital television issues. And you might say, well, what's in it for me with digital TV? Well, a couple of things are very apparent. One is that you can ship multiple CD quality audio channels in the digital television spectrum. And digital television, for the most part, is leading the way in the technologies that are going to be available for AM and FM stations. Having said that, I heard an interesting piece on the Mutual Broadcasting System from Jim Bohannon, and I thought you might like to hear it. Here it is.
Your TV is about to look better.
It's sort of the next generation of television. It's going to be to current television, I think, what the introduction of color was to black and white television.
Mark Richer, executive director of the Advanced Television System Committee, is talking about high-definition TV, which would combine sound like a compact disc with a picture like a movie.
It's been under development for 9 years. It's a wonderful technology. I think consumers are really going to enjoy it. I think it puts the United States in a leadership role again in the television industry.
I saw high-definition TV 8 years ago in Japan, but theirs wasn't digital like ours will be.
If you're talking about full high-definition television with a high-definition display, it's probably going to be a significant price, perhaps $1,000 or $1,500 more than a widescreen, large-screen projection system today. But on the lower end for digital television, I think initially it'll be a couple hundred dollars more, but that price will drop very quickly.
And when it does,
the whole viewing experience at home is going to change. And you know that the largest growth area for the consumer electronics industry right now in terms of television is widescreen, large-screen projection systems, home theater systems. And I think this is going to enhance that.
For the high-tech couch potato, the offbeat. Jim Bohannon on the Mutual Broadcasting System.
And that's our musings to the members on this edition of the DX Audio Service. It's you, the members, which make this magazine happen, and therefore I should tell you that we face extinction on two columns, Bandscan and MarketScope. Without material coming in, we can't put material on the magazine. It's quite simple. Do the math and figure it out. The number of members, if every member just did one contribution in their entire life, we'd have enough material for a couple decades. So contribute to your column editors, otherwise the columns go away, as in what happened with the Simon Aircheck, which only had a few people mildly interested in it, so we had to put the column on the back burner. Jim Snowbarger's address is at the end of his column, but Phil Wayne's address is Phil Wayne, W-A-Y-N-E, 135 and a half Midland Avenue, Findlay, Ohio, 45840. And I'm sure he'd love to hear a MarketScope from your area, as well as a Bandscan for Jim from your area. And again, I'd like to apologize for not getting the magazine out on time. As you know, I was in the hospital for an extended period of time, and well, I'm out, but I'm backed up here, so After Dark number 7 is being backed up, and it is on back order, so we'll get to that as soon as possible, as with the air checks, and again, those are kind of on the back burner, as there's other priorities. That's it. That's all. There's no more, so we'll see you in 30 days with more DX stuff. Get out there and support radio. And now, ladies and gentlemen, your tape is over.
KFY, Bakersfield.